It's 11 trivia questions on NBA moments for a guy named Robert's 40th birthday party I did last week. This is Trivia with Buds. It be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. I'm a trivia host in Southern California, if you're brand new to the program, and I take all the content that I use for my live trivia nights, and sometimes I write new stuff based on what the listeners like, and sometimes I just have a bunch of old trivia books or cards lying around that I turn into an episode. So if you like playing along with shows like Jeopardy, you're in the right place, because I am going to be reading you some questions today from an NBA round I did at a guy named Robert's birthday party last week. Robert's wife, Jamie, hired me to do trivia for his 40th birthday. So I hit up Robert and said, hey, what are you into? What do you like? And he gave me a huge list. I think he gave me 18 topics, which was crazy. And some of these topics were sports related. I think he liked the Baltimore Ravens. He liked NBA from 1999 to 2019. He liked the NFL for that same time too. But he also liked a lot of other random stuff, like the show Unsolved Mysteries and UFOs and conspiracy theories and things like that. So this guy, Robert, seemed like quite the character. And I thought that I would take one of those rounds today and turn them into an episode. Now, this was a party I didn't actually get to host. Shout out to my friend Matt Jones, who hosted this party for me. He's a great comedian from Chicago, just did the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and he is one of my go-to hosts when I need somebody on the West Coast, if I'm double booked or triple booked, or I, in this case, had a brother visiting in town, and we were at a concert. So I said, Matt, can you run this party for me? I'll create all the content, and you can host it. And he said, sure thing, RB, and he went over and did it. So we had some fun, and he had some fun, and he said it was a great party with some characters. So I'm going to read you some questions from NBA moments on today's episode. I'm not a huge NBA guy. If I was to pick one sport to watch, it probably would be the NBA, because I played basketball as a kid from fourth grade to eighth grade, and I could kind of get behind cheering for it, I guess. I've just never been a sports guy. If you've listened to the show before, you know that I only watch wrestling. But NBA would be the one to get behind if I was to have to pick one. And I've only been to a few NBA games. I think I was at a Clippers game, maybe a Bulls game, and that's probably about it, if it wasn't a high school or college thing. One of the saddest basketball moments in my life was when we tried playing like an intramural sports basketball league at Western Illinois University in 2007. And my friends and I, we all lived in a house, and we were like, we could go play some basketball. So we went to the gym, we signed up, and it said, do you want to sign up for the beginners or the intermediate or advanced? And we're like, well, we're not advanced, but we're better than beginners. And we signed up for intermediate, and I think we lost the first game like 85 points to 20 points. It was like insane. And it was very sad. And we all kept looking at each other like, we have to finish this, I guess, right? We just have to get mopped by these other more athletic college kids. And it was not fun at all. And that was maybe the last time I shot a basketball. It's like 15 years ago, almost 10 years ago. How old am I? I don't know. Anyway, today's episode, all about NBA moments. And if you want some more sports trivia in your life, just search any sport and the word trivia and the word with and the word buds on Google, and you will find my Libsyn feed, my podcast feed, where I host this show. And we've done things like Super Bowl history trivia, NFL trivia, NBA, Olympics, you name it. We've probably done some version of it. And if there's some sport where you're like, hey, why don't you do more hockey related trivia, because hockey season's starting, then just yell at me about it and I'll make sure I get to it. So enjoy these 11 questions on NBA moments right now. Here we go. NBA moments, question number one. In 2004, an NBA fight went into the stands after a fan threw a drink at Ron Artest. What two teams were playing that game? Number one, in 2004, an NBA fight went into the stands after a fan threw a drink at Ron Artest. What two teams were playing that game? Question number one. Question number two. In the 2003 NBA draft, LeBron James went number one as the obvious choice. When was his future teammate Dwayne Wade drafted that year? Question number two, in the 2003 NBA draft, LeBron James went number one as the obvious choice. When was his future teammate Dwayne Wade drafted later that year? Or not later that year, but that year. What number? Number two. Question number three, in 2009, Phil Jackson broke the record for most NBA championships by a coach. What legendary coach held the record that he broke? Number three, in 2009, Phil Jackson broke the record for most NBA championships by a coach. What legendary coach held the record that he broke? Question number four, in back-to-back seasons, Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double for the season. Who is the only other player to average a triple-double for an entire season? Number four. Question number five, what year did LeBron James win his first NBA championship? Number five, what year did LeBron win his first NBA championship? Question number six, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points back in 1962, but who scored 81 points in 2006? Who scored 81 points in the NBA in 2006? Number six. Question number seven, in 2011, who became the youngest player to win the MVP at the age of 22? Number seven, in 2011, who became the youngest player to win MVP at the age of 22? Question number eight, in 2016, the city of Cleveland ended a drought of how many years since their last championship? Was it 42, 52, or 62 years? Number eight, 42, 52, or 62 years for the drought in Cleveland in 2016. Question number nine, how old was Michael Jordan when he returned to play for the Washington Wizards in 2001? Number nine, how old was Michael Jordan when he returned to play for the Washington Wizards back in 01? Number nine. Two questions left in this NBA Moments quiz. Number 10, who became NBA champions in June of 1999? Who won the championship in June of 1999? And the bonus question for 2 points, name two of the top five winningest NBA coaches of all time. You got to name two of the five. So there's five possible, and you got to name two of them. Name two of the top five winningest NBA coaches of all time. We'll be back in just a second. Go dribble a basketball and then find out the answers. Here we are with the answers to NBA Moments. Number one, in 2004, an NBA fight went into the stands. What two teams were playing when that fan threw a drink at Ron Artest? That was the Detroit Pistons and the Indiana Pacers. Number one, Detroit Pistons, Indiana Pacers. Just dropped my phone on my foot. That hurt quite a bit. You heard it here first. Oh, my God. Number two, in the 2003 NBA draft, LeBron James went number one as the obvious choice. When was his future teammate Dwayne Wade drafted that year? He was fifth. He was the fifth drafted player that year. Number two, back in 03. Number three, in 2009, Phil Jackson broke the record for most NBA championships by a coach. What legendary coach held the record that he broke? That was Red Auerbach. Auerbach. Number three, Red Auerbach. Number four, in back-to-back seasons, Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double for the season. Who was the only other player to average a triple-double for an entire season? Oscar Robinson. Number four, that's a tough question. Oscar Robinson. Number five, what year did LeBron James win his first NBA championship? That was back in 2012, which is also the name of a movie about natural disasters taking over with John Cusack. Number six, Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points back in 1962. Who scored 81 points in 2006? That was Kobe Bryant, of course. Go with the Black Mamba, if you don't know. Number seven, in 2011, who became the youngest player to win the MVP at the age of 22? That was Derrick Rose. Number seven, Derrick Rose. Number eight, in 2016, the city of Cleveland ended a drought of how many years since their last championship? 42, 52, or 62? The answer was 52 years since they had won. And number nine, how old was Michael Jordan when he returned to play for the Washington Wizards in 2001? 38 years old. Number 10, who became NBA champions in June of 99? San Antonio Spurs, one about 20 years ago. And the bonus, for 2 points, name two of the top five winningest NBA coaches of all time. You could have said Don Nelson, Lenny Wilkins, Greg Popovich, Jerry Sloan, and Pat Riley. You had to name two out of those five. And that's everything for today's NBA Moments quiz. I hope you had fun answering those if you're into the NBA. Question of the day is coming up right now. It's brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. What action figure comedy show was created by Seth Green? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was, in what movie does Chris Klein play Oz? And that was American Pie. Your trivia team name of the day is Fullest House, which would be the third reboot of the Full House series that I'm sure is on its way. And thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Thanks for telling a friend. Ignore my neighbor who just started up this GD trimmer. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with Buds. Cheers.